Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
The celebrations are continuing all over County Mayo this morning. We can go live actually down to Mick Burns Pub. It's that direction, isn't it? Yeah, it's just down there. We'll go live to Mick Burns Pub here in Castlebar, and Louis Walsh is standing by. Louis should be over there.
Ray! Ray, the party's just getting started here, Ray. Forget the radio. Get off the radio. Get over here now, Ray. We're getting ready for the guys to come back later. They're going to be huge, Ray. I've been speaking to Andy Moran. The three young lads, Jack Kearney, Kobe McDonald, and the little ginger fella. I can't remember his name, but it doesn't matter. They're going to form a boy band, Ray. They're going to be called West something. I can't make it out. They all scored points, so maybe West Point. It's not clear yet, Ray. But Kobe's already broken. Australia, he's already huge in Australia. That opens up the Pacific Rim. The rim is ready, Ray. They're going to perform tonight in Castlebar. Everybody's so emotional here. Enda Kenny. Enda Kenny's here. Do you want to speak to Enda Kenny? I'll put him on. Enda.
Ray. Indigenous. Indigenous Ray. Boom, boom. 75 years in the darkness. And the muck. And the slime. And the humiliation of her. We did it, Ray. We did it.
There's a hanky, Enda. There's a hanky.
Thanks, Louis. I love Mayo, Ray. I love Mayo.
We all love Mayo, Enda. Look, there's so many people getting in touch, Ray. So many people with Mayo connections. The Gallagher brothers have been in touch. Kevin Kilbane. We even heard from Joe Biden. Michael Flatley is here. Michael. Ray Foley, DJ guy on the radio. Don't worry about it.
Yerra, be gabs and be Jesus. Top of the morning to you, Ray. Louis's right. Me old granddaddy was the captain of the 1951 team, be Jesus. The Tinker Flanagan. He rode up to the final on the back of a piebald pony, be gabs. Little did he know that that was the start of the greatest famine since Black 47. And the last 75 years, be Jesus, the Tinkers of Mayo haven't had two crew beans to rub together. But tonight, that all ends, Ray. The famine ends tonight. I have me own brand of Irish whiskey ready to go. Tinker's Drop by Michael Flatley is ready to pour onto the people of Mayo. Ganairi on Boherlath, Ray. Oh, and Ray, love the show.
Hey! Hi, everybody.
Today FM presents Gift Grub, your weekly fix.
Well, lads, how's it hanging, huh?
The gift that keeps on giving.
How are you?
I believe, actually, they're still... I thought they were all cleared out, but I suppose, given the momentous and historic occasion that's in it, the security at Croke Park have allowed... There's still a load of Mayo fans.
The diehards are still
there.
The diehards, right?
Are still there. There's apparently still a rake of Mayo fans in Croke Park. And we can go over live now to Marty Morrissey, who is there. Marty.
Good morning, Ray. From Frankfurt to Foxford. From Casablanca to Cross Malina. From Waikato, New Zealand to Westport. They're still here, Ray. As many as 40,000 Mayo fans still camped out in Croke Park. A kind of beautiful standoff developed here last evening, Ray, when it emerged that Mayo fans didn't want to leave, would not stop singing. This meant that President Catherine Connolly announced that she wasn't leaving either until they did. That meant that Charlotte Burns, president of the GAA, said he was staying as well. And that means Taoiseach Micheál Martin had to stay. They're all here. It's beautiful, Ray. Emergency accommodation strewn around the Hogan stand. Mayo fans still singing their lungs out. They say they'll all be on the 2 o'clock train back to Castlebar. In route Aaron, good luck with that for the party that will end all parties. As I speak, a statue of Ryan O'Donoghue is already nearly complete in Belmullet. Reports last night that 14 babies were born in Mayo University Hospital. 12 called Kobe, 1 called Andy, and 1 called Sam. Marty Morrissey, live from a tent.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Day 3 of the Galway races is today. I think we can actually go live to the course in Ballybrit, and we can join the commentator, Des Scahill there. Good morning to you, Des.
Thanks, Ray. Another cracking day here at the Galway Races. And this is the first race of the day. It's the one everybody's been talking about this summer. It's the kids are driving us absolutely mental in the house handicap hurdle. Non-runner here is number 6, School Uniform. School Uniform out till September. They're coming into line. They're under starters' orders. And they're off. In the kids are driving us absolutely mental in the house handicap hurdle. And first to show is I'm Bored. I'm Bored, followed by Ask Your Mother. Ask Your Mother, I'm Bored. Ask Your Mother, being joined by the stablemate, Ask Your Father. Ask Your Father, can you revolute me €8, trying to get into it on the outside? Can you revolute me €8? I'm Bored. Ask Your Mother, Ask Your Father. I'm not a taxi trying to get into it. I'm not a taxi. I'm Bored. Here comes the favourite. He hit me first. He hit me first. Ask Your Mother. I'm Bored and now on the outside. You had ice cream yesterday. You had ice cream yesterday. I'm Bored. I'm not a taxi trying to get into it. Can we stay up late having a look on the inside? Can we stay up late? I'm Bored. You had ice cream yesterday. And on the outside, would you ever read a feckin' book? Would you ever read a feckin' book? There's still a month to go in this seemingly never-ending race. I'm Bored. I'm not a taxi. He hit me first. You had ice cream yesterday. I'll pay you to empty the dishwasher. I'll pay you to empty the dishwasher. Would you not read a feckin' book? I'm Bored. He hit me first. Can you revolute me €8? I'm Bored takes it. I'm Bored takes the... They're doing my head in the house mentality, whatever you call it. My brain's fried.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Thousands upon thousands of people were in McHale Park yesterday evening to welcome home the heroes from Mayo. The Gift Grub microphones were there to capture some of what happened on the stage. Here's just a flavour of the adulation that was occurring in Castlebar last night. Have a listen.
At the moment, if you don't mind, but I'm going to do that thing where I sing a song and my singing voice is totally different to my speaking voice. It's a bit like this. Here we go.
I remember floods of tears, those 75 cursed years. Heading to Croke Park, our pride took a bruising, crying in the dark, so tired of losing. Then you walked right through the door. You became our banished door. You let us all believe, and soon we were flying. You tore the kingdom down with Kobe and Ryan. Oh, Andy, you came and the kids started playing, and we blew them away. Oh, Andy, please tell me that Kobe is staying, 'cause we need him today. Oh, Andy.
There's a man available. There's a goal. Quick love here. Back in the net. Now score a goal in the Ireland football final.
From grandchild right up to granddad, Mayo's gone completely mad. In McHale Park, Sam Maguire is gleaming. We'll party until dark. Don't tell me I'm dreaming. Oh, Andy, you came and the kids started playing, and we blew them away. Oh, Andy, please tell me that Kobe is staying, 'cause we need him today. Oh, Andy.
Tommy, Tommy, oh my God, he said it all the time.
seconds. There's 5 seconds to go.
The absolute blue is on the play. Thank you, referee.
And the kids started playing, and we blew them away. Oh, Andy, please tell me that Kobe is staying, 'cause we need him today. Oh, Andy.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
You hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
The Nation or the Hosepipe. Is the Hosepipe band still on? But it's been raining.
It goes until the 26th of August.
We got to build up, we got to replenish, guys. Mm. Keep the hose pipes, put away your hoses. The nationwide hose pipe ban is in full effect across the country. And we've got a special report in Gift Grub this morning on whether people are obeying the ban. Have a listen.
The hose pipe ban has shone a light on a different kind of Ireland. An island of curtain twitchers spying on each other. In the last 3 weeks alone, sales of binoculars and night vision glasses have gone up 400%. And Ishke Aaron have released a phone number for people wishing to inform on transgressors.
Ishke Aaron, Snitchers Hotline, Una speaking, go ahead.
I would like to report use of a hosepipe, please.
Thank you, caller. Name and address, please, of transgressor.
42 Mulberry Lane, Carrigaline, Cork.
What were they doing, caller?
Approximately 3:34. Yesterday, Maureen O'Sullivan, my next door neighbour, proceeded to water her hydrangeas.
For how long?
7 minutes and 14 seconds.
7 minutes, 14 seconds. Hold the line, caller. Ishke Aaron, Snitchers Hotline.
Hello, Ishke Aaron. I'm looking at this woman next door.
Okay, what woman?
This is...
What woman?
She's got one of those blown-up paddling pools from Lidl. It's full to the top.
Calm down.
And she's swimming around in it. She's doing laps in it. Oh. And the rest of us are roasting inside here in the house.
Calm down, caller. We'll send somebody over as soon as we can. Ishke Aaron. His Snitchers Hotline, Una speaking.
Yeah, so this fella, Roy, he's got this big English sheepdog thing.
Big fluffy yoke, yeah.
Yeah, now he came back to the house last night, filthy dirty.
The dog and the man.
The dog did, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
What happened? Came back out of the house this morning. The dog was pristine, so he was.
What are you implying?
I'm implying that he gave the bleeding dog a bat. With about 11 gallons of water used.
Do you have proof, caller?
Yeah, I have a voice memo here, recording from my phone that I took through the wall.
Go ahead.
There you go, Buster. There you go. More shampoo. There you go. Good boy.
The hosepipe ban has exposed excess water users for what they are. Common criminals. I'm Nicola Tallant. On this week's Crime World, we take you deep inside the murky waters of the hosepipe ban, and I come face to face with the scumbags who are giving two fingers to Ishke Aaron. I meet the gougers who'll say anything to play down the severity of their crimes, like Marjorie from Dublin 4.
Well, my bins were frankly filthy.
And what did you do, Marjorie?
Well, I gave them a quick clean with the... with the power washer. I had no other option.
Would you do it again?
Yes, I would. I would, certainly, yes.
I go toe-to-toe with the psychopaths who have no shame. Now, Michael, this is a picture of your garden.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, green and lush.
It's a nice garden, yeah.
Whereas your neighbour's garden, here in these pictures, all their gardens are brown. How can you explain that?
Maybe it rained. We don't know.
So it rained just in your garden. Is that what you maintain, Michael?
Well, I don't know. Maybe microclimate, climate change, you know.
Maybe I'm just lucky. And I track down and finally meet the man they call the sprinkler, Seamus O'Toole. So, Seamus.
Sprinkler.
Sprinkler, you're saying you have no shame.
I'm taking 5 showers a day.
Mm.
I've washed the car 3 times this week and I'll watch it again if I have to.
Okay.
I've given me plants so much water, I've actually killed them. We're having the crew over for a water fight tomorrow. You fancy coming along?
You make me sick.
Go on, you know you want to. Might finish off with a wet t-shirt competition, what?
Get lost. Scumbags with hosepipes. This week on Crime World, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
You hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.